HP said it was reaching out to Xerox to explore whether a combination of the two companies would be in shareholders' interests. But it also announced a $15 billion share buyback plan, almost half its market value, complicating the path for such a tie-up. Xerox has gone hostile in its $35 billion takeover bid for the computer and printer market.
In his annual letter to shareholders, Warren Buffett defended the investment strategy of Berkshire Hathaway, his holding company, which straddles insurance, stock market bets and industrial activities. Last year, Berkshire's share price recorded its worst performance set against the broader market in a decade. Still, it made a net profit of $81.4 billion, mostly because of a change in accounting rules. Separately, Mr. Buffett, a famous technophobe, revealed that he has started to use an iPhone, though only for calls.
A measure that would compel Apple to consider rights to freedom of expression in its dealings with China was backed by 40% of shareholders present at a meeting. A similar item had been voted on before, but drew little support. Investors today seem more eager to push companies to take up purpose-driven agendas.
Amazon opened its first Go supermarket, which has no cashiers, simply charging customers through an app for items they have taken from shelves fitted with sensors. The supermarket in Seattle builds on technology used in 24 convenience stores that Amazon operates. Teething problems include accurately weighing fruit and vegetables. Shoppers must put a product back in its correct place if they do not want to be charged for it, a potential nightmare for those who have enough trouble dealing with self-checkout machines.
Volkswagen's boss said he was looking to employ a young green activist who can push the board to take a more aggressive stance against climate change. Sounds like an ideal job for Greta Thunberg.